Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss the writer Thomas Mann. T-H-O-M-A-S, Thomas M-A-N-N, Mann. Now the dates of Thomas Mann are from 1875 to 1955. Okay? Now he was a German novelist as well as an essayist, and in the year 1929 he was awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature. Okay, so this is another reason why you should read the works of Thomas Mann. And while awarding him the Nobel Prize for Literature, the committee that awarded him this said that primarily it was being awarded for his novel Buddenbrooks. Okay, Buddenbrooks. 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 And this was published in the year 1900. Okay. Now let me tell you the exact reason which the Nobel committee gave. Okay, let me quote that line. Quote, the prize motivation was principally for his great novel Buddenbrooks, which has won steadily increased recognition as one of the classic works of contemporary literature. Unquote. Okay? And the subtitle of this work, Buddenbrooks, was A Family's Decline. Okay? A Family's Decline. So this work, Buddenbrooks, is a kind of family chronicle, okay, which is inspired by the author's own background in a North German merchant family. Because keep in mind that Thomas Mann was born in a merchant family. Okay? Now some other works by Thomas Mann are The Magic Mountain. Okay? The Magic Mountain. Uske baad, Death in Venice. Okay? Death in Venice. After that, Joseph and His Brothers. Okay? Joseph and His Brothers. Now another fact you should keep in mind that when the Nazis under Adolf Hitler came to power in Germany in the 1930s, Thomas Mann along with his family had to flee to Switzerland first and later on to United States. Okay, so they had to leave Germany. And one of the reasons was Thomas Mann was opposed to Nazism. Okay? Now along with this, keep in mind that his highly symbolic as well as ironic epic novels and novellas are noted for their insight into the psychology of the artist and the intellectual. Okay? So from an exam point of view, just remember the name of his important works. In particular, two works you should remember. One is Buddenbrooks and the other is The Magic Mountain. Okay? Ye dono to bahut important hai. Okay? And after that, Death in Venice. After that, Joseph and His Brothers. And also remember that he is a Nobel Prize awardee. Okay? He was awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature in the year 1929.